Revival.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this afternoon. Well, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, it is time to take 25. And it is the silly season, so I say just put your feet up, pour yourself your favourite tipple and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Kim, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're oh so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma, all the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house just to see. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandma, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Wow. Would you believe it? Look, I played a Christmas song for you without you having to tell me.
I am quite impressed, I must say. Didn't have to even say anything.
I know, the Christmas spirit is back. The Christmas tree is up.
Hey, look at you.
The lights twinkle at night.
Nice.
And we're getting all Christmassy.
Oh, good. Yeah, our Christmas tree's up finally as well. So it does. It does bring a bit of Christmas cheer into the house, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. But I must say, for our listeners out there, Kim's looking, she's looking a bit shattered this morning, actually. You're looking really tired. What's up?
I am feeling a little bit knackered at the moment, I think. Amongst all the Christmas craziness of, you know, what happens this time of year, I've got a delightful teenager that I'm willing to rap and pop under anyone's tree if they're willing to have a free teenager.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, so we've got one teenager
as a present. He's a good boy, but at the moment he's costing us a lot of money. Well, let's put it this way, his car is costing us a lot of money. And I'm just a bit over it at the moment. You know, budgets are stretched as it is.
Yeah, absolutely, through this whole time.
With this whole, you know, silly season. And his car just seems to be costing him a small fortune. And he's paying it off. So he's paying the car off. It's his first car. I mean, he's 18. He'll be 19 on the 28th of this month.
Wow.
And it's his first car. And, of course, this car, it's a beast. It really...
I would imagine it's a second-hand car.
It's definitely a second-hand car, yes. It's a Golf. And it's, I don't know, I think the previous owners possibly rode it quite hard. But that doesn't mean that, you know, our son has been careful with his driving with it either. And it's just one thing after a next that keeps breaking down on this blimmin' thing. And insurance, fortunately, insurance has covered most of it. But then you've always got that excess. So
of course you have.
Excess
yes,
of 300 here, yeah. An excess of 400 here, an excess of 500 here. And before we know it, $2,000 are gone.
And you could have bought a whole new
good grief.
Little runabout.
Exactly. You could have bought a whole new car with it. So I'm just a bit over these blimmin' car expenses. They are doing my head in. So
hard, isn't it? When you don't have that money for those bills as well, and you buy something in all good faith.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people sell it in all good faith as well. You don't know what's going to happen.
No.
And suddenly
There's a few things that he's been really unlucky with, you know, that it's just, you know, one of those things. Unfortunately, a few weeks ago, I don't know if the listeners remember, but both John and my car broke.
That's right, they did.
And on the same day. So we've really had this unlucky streak of car breakdowns these past few months, and I'm really just over it. I think we should just sell them all and we can get the bus. I'm just over the whole car situation.
I can just see you actually. I'm thinking of what happens at this time of the year with the sleigh bells. You know, I could just see in a wee horse and cart down there, rolling down
there
the
we
road.
Go. Yes, yeah. Here we go. Absolutely. I think there we go. That's my next option. And I've said, you know, even his mechanic has said, you might need to think of selling this car. And he said, oh, well, by the time we fixed everything, it's going to be a brand new car.
That's the challenge, isn't it? Especially when you put, I remember that happened with one of our cars and the transmission went and it cost about $5,000.
Oh.
And you kind of think, well, how long do I keep it after to make up for that?
For that money. And what if something else goes wrong? There's just no guarantee. So anyway, he's a good kid though. And, you know, he's doing his apprenticeship and he's working really hard and he's studying really hard and he's doing really well. You know, I've spoken with his boss and he's very, very happy with him and he's very polite chap and gets on well with the team and you know, clients and stuff like that, but it's this business, car business, far
and doing an apprentice as well, you're not on a huge amount of money.
No, you definitely aren't.
Through that process, so yes, I'm sure mum and dad having to come in there, or the hard thing is, he has kind of wear out his leather on the soles of his boots.
Yeah, well, there we go. It's called walking. Walking to the bus station, dude, if you cannot afford to pay for your car. I mean, he's paying his car off, but now there's the expenses to fix the car, which is just so unfair, really. You know,
it is,
your first car. Yeah. You don't want to have to be paying things off, but that's the car he chose, you know. And he was warned, you know, if you're going to get this car, you're going to have to be prepared to keep paying for it.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Mm. He must have obviously liked the look of it.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. It's an R32, so it's, I don't know, apparently it's quite a special car. I'm like, whatever, it's a car.
Yeah.
Gets you from A to B. Yeah, as long as it's comfortable and it doesn't cost you a fortune to run, it's a car.
Yeah.
You know, I've got my little Mini, which really runs on an oil rag and is so nice, neat and zippy that, you know, you can't even hear it coming along, whereas I can hear Callan coming around the corner probably two blocks away.
I could imagine. And now I'm only thinking here because I don't know, I can't even picture that car, but I could imagine he might also have it for the girls.
Very cool car. Yes, of course. And he's a big chap. You know, he's 6 foot something, and he's got these broad shoulders and big, you know, muscly arms. And yes, the girls quite like the whole car situation. So I think that's part of the, you know, the attraction.
And I think when we think back, we probably all were, you know, the guys in the cool car, and you always wanted to be seen with the cool car, you know. Half the time it didn't even matter who the guy was inside, you know.
It's true.
It's like, there's a cool car, and I'm riding
cool
in that
car. I'm going to look at that car.
Yeah,
I think that's got a lot to do with it. Look, it's a very nice car, but, it's not all that cool when you can't take anybody out because you've got no money.
That's true as well.
It's a bit of that balance, I think, he's got to get right.
So we've got one wrapped up sun in a box with a ribbon that can, for the moment, go under anybody else's Christmas tree but your own.
Spot on, yes.
There you go. So listeners out there, who's looking for a big fat box under their Christmas tree where someone will just pop out? You'll probably need lots of money.
Yes, and lots of food.
Money and food.
There we go. And then
and
you'll be sweet. We barely see him some days, so he might not even be in your house for very long. Just somewhere to sleep, really, you know, at 18, 19. That's what they tend to do. They sort of breeze in and breeze out.
Wow, that's right, yeah. Actually, thinking about that, now, the last program you told us some news that you may be heading down south. So, what does that mean? That he's going, is it
he's
time
hanging,
to,
yeah, he's,
is he going to fly the coop?
Flying the coop, he is, yes. Because he'll be 19 on the 28th of this month. And we've decided we're going to be moving to the Bay of Plenty. So, I had a bit of a meltdown the other week when I realised, oh, my goodness, he's not going to be living in our house. That's so weird, you know. I've been looking after him his whole life, and now I've got to get used to him not being there. So I did have a bit of a meltdown, and he came in as I was having the meltdown. And I was like, oh, I'm going to miss you. It's going to be weird. And he's like, oh, Mum, I'll be fine. I'm like, oh, I know you will be. I don't know if I will be, but that'll be fine.
And he can come and visit you.
Oh, absolutely.
But I can guarantee there's probably a condition there. Yeah, Mum will come and visit you as long as you pay for my petrol.
Oh, it's already been said. Oh, sure, I'll come visit you. To pay for my gas? I'll do your washing, maybe.
I could guarantee he'll have half that piled up in his boots.
And half our grocery cupboard's probably going to be removed when he leaves too.
You're onto it.
You know, as John said, we'll probably spend more quality time with him. And I think hopefully he'll appreciate us a little bit more, because it's very different when you're staying by yourself.
That's right.
When you're staying at home, and the next thing, there's a washing fairy that does your washing, and there's a cooking fairy that does the cooking.
And there's food in the cupboard.
Grocery fairy, and there's a money fairy. There's lots of fairies in the house, you know, so they all disappear when you get your own.
Yeah, you're right. That's a big change. So we've got, you know, the car and all the costs and the petrol. You've got rent.
Yes, you've got rent.
Yeah, so you'll be looking for somewhere to stay.
Yep. Food.
And all the food and your power
expenses.
All of that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we're looking for a place for him. Either a flat where he can flat with some other people. And, I mean, he really just needs a room because he's barely there anyway. You know, he's here and then everywhere with his mates all the time. Or a little flat. But I'm thinking, I think at this stage a room would probably suit him better.
Yeah.
Rather than have the responsibility of a flat, you know, and then it's obviously has to be filled with fridges and sofas. And I'm sorry, but the car's taken all the money for that.
Yeah.
So John says he can sleep in his car.
That's perfect. Absolutely.
Yeah, there we go. He's a bit tall, though, so he might have to fold himself in half in the back seat
or something. Or his feet will be hanging
out. Feet out of the window.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Wow, for our listeners out there, who of you has got a room and want one of these young people to join you? Who knows? There might be somebody out there.
There might be somebody looking.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we'll take a break for a moment, and guess what? I'm going to put another Christmas card.
Oh, my goodness, the Christmas Grinch has gone, officially.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Oh, Daddy looked a lot like him. His
not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleepin'. They thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a-peepin', or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm a-gonna tell on him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw a dancer or prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screen. But he sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Really sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, oh, Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
You're listening to Two Sugars, Conversations Over Coffee on 104.6 Planet FM.
Everyone, holly, holly day. Hooray, hooray,
Great song. There you go, Sue.
Christmas, man.
Yeah.
You've got the Christmas tree going.
Yeah. So your Christmas this year is going to be one to remember.
It will be.
Moving out, family, flying the coop.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a biggie, isn't it?
It is a biggie. It is. It's lots of getting used to, lots of firsts, but that's good.
Yeah.
Keeps us on our toes. And we've got the Christmas tree up, you know, just to get a bit of bubbles or what do they have in some countries? They have some sort of Christmas glue vine, I think it's called.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more.
It's like a mulled wine.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We often have a Christmas market where we live out in the country, and they often have an evening Christmas market.
Oh, nice.
And, yep, there's mulled wine and everything. Yes. Although, you know, in these really hot evenings, unless you get a nice cool evening, the last thing you want is kind of mulled wine.
No.
It doesn't kind of work in our...
No. Yeah.
Bubbles works.
Bubbles is good. Yeah. I can stick with some bubbles.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're already, I know we've still got another, 10 days, is it?
No, I'm not ready. I'm a little bit more ready than I was. So I've got some gifts, so that's good. There will be a few gifts under the tree, but everything else is just going to have to, I'm going to have to just fly by the seat of my pants.
Hey, you know how you were talking, because you're going camping, obviously, and you were telling us the other week how your mum had taught you that little trick in your chili bin.
Cooler box, yes.
To put the paper in there. I was reading the other day, I can't even remember what magazine it was, but there is a chili bin and it will keep your stuff cool for 3 days.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how it works because it didn't seem to have anything. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't see a solar panel or anything, and it didn't talk about plugging it in. So maybe just the way it's made. But what about, you know, wouldn't it work if there was a solar panel on the top of the lid?
Absolutely.
That would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I reckon, keeping it cool. Because I know you get some that you can plug into your lighter in your car to keep things cool. But no, we've just got this good old standard chili bin. But yeah, you'd think, I wonder if people have actually started inventing that. Well, I might need to look into it.
Yeah, don't you have that for your phone, like a little solar panel charge?
Yeah, you do.
Phone you do. That charges the little battery thing and away you go.
Yeah, you do.
There must be.
I must have a look and see if there's anything available.
Yeah.
I'm sure there would be. People are very clever.
Mind you, saying, you know, you've got that tip and you'll have, and then just a bag of ice in there and it's all done.
And we're sorted. Indeed.
Well, I think what we probably need to do is to go and get ourselves... I was going to say something else there, but I won't do because I'd be swearing on the radio. What we will do is we'll go and get ourselves organised. We'll do a little bit more Christmas shopping, and we'll be back with you the same time, same place next week.
Sounds good.
To source the Christmas dinny, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite, wash the lot down with a tinny, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. No plum pudding, flame and brandy, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. We prefer a cake that's handy, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. Ham and turkey cold with salad, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. Rum and beer and song and ballad, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. When the morning sun arises, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. Oh, we have heads of different sizes, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. Remembering all the Christmas glory, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. Now we're hungover, end of story, rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. Rip a bloody beauty bonsamite. Bye.
joke.